Welcome to the Radio 191 FM podcast.
I'm now joined by Olivia Townsend from Clubs and Societies. We're going to be talking about some mental health awareness stuff for this Wenere Morena. Olivia, how you doing?
Hi, I'm good, thank you.
Nice. Do you go to Edgy much?
Once in a while. Like, I do actually really like their, like, Scandinavian style food. Yeah, mm-hmm. I do actually really like it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You a big fan of porridge?
I'm not a big fan of porridge, no. Actually not. But, like, everything else. And I think they have, like, these amazing cheese scrolls that
yes.
I love, yeah.
Yes. Did you frequent them when they were in the valley?
I didn't live in the valley then yet, so I didn't know that they were there. Yeah.
Oh, damn. Yeah, I've lived in the valley for, like, the last 3 or 4 years straight. And, yeah, they used to be in the valley, and it was, like, such a beautiful location, and they ran lots of art stuff, and it was great. It's still great, obviously.
Yeah, yeah.
But I think just because, like, it was more of a very formative years for me, I'm always going to have the valley location as a very special place in my heart. And there's no cafe that kind of competes with that in the valley.
We've got
the corner store one, which is, like, opposite New World Gardens, but it's a bit average.
Yeah, and then also there's that really, really sad cafe in the Botanical Gardens.
Oh, yeah.
So
yeah.
Sad.
Crack cafe. I think they do good chips, but I don't know. Pretty, yeah. A little bit overpriced.
Yeah, we do need a cafe there, don't we?
We do. We really do. But that's enough cafe talk.
Yeah, sorry.
No. It's time to talk about the Mental Health Awareness Week. How has it been going over at Clubs and Socks?
It's going really, really well. We set up this Zen room. It's in the Jonesy room, which is downstairs next to the reception. And we put up, like, cushions and bean bags and a projector that's projecting, like, a lava lamp kind of thing. And all kinds of, like, little, like, sensory toys and stuff. And it's a really, really cool vibe. It's actually really interesting that when you step into the room, you feel like you're away from everything else. Like, yeah, there's just, it's really, really calm and serene in there. And a lot of people love it and give us the feedback, oh, can we have this all the time? But unfortunately, we don't have the space to do it. But yeah.
Yeah, that'd be sick if it was like a permanent meditation spot.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, that's really awesome. I'm very, very glad to hear that. I also think I saw the success stories in the link. They're really, really, really cute. And the Take What You Need board and the Clubs and Societies building is really, really wholesome as well.
Yeah.
It's really, really awesome. We're here to talk about the Wednesday theme of Whānau, and how does that kind of kaupapa match with the events that might be running today?
Yeah, so today we actually only have one event on, that is yoga.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess what we've got on today doesn't actually have anything to do with the theme. But yeah, I think it's all, well, I mean, the overall theme is community.
Mm-hmm.
So you can go to yoga and find your people and yeah.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah. Build the whānau that way.
Yeah,
yeah,
exactly.
Yeah. Because family can be biological, but it's also, found family is a huge thing.
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. What does the term whānau mean to you? What comes to mind when you think of whānau?
To me, it is just people, my family or friends that I feel safe, that I have connection with, that it can basically be 100% myself.
Nice, that you can be authentic around.
Exactly.
And not feel like you have to be policed or anything. Yeah, yeah, totally. And there's also kind of a emphasis on reaching out to loved ones, which, is easier said than done.
yeah, I know. I think you could. I think some people find it really hard just to call family members or call friends and just say, "Hey, how are you doing?" Something that I usually like to do is just do group chats with my family or with my friends, and maybe send like a meme or something silly into the group chat just to kind of like connect with them.
Yeah.
I don't know, just to be like, hey, what are you guys doing?
Yeah. Hmm. Yeah, yeah. It doesn't have to be, it doesn't have to be like a whole, I don't know, thing. But yeah, it can be as easy as just sending a meme or like any kind of media recommendation or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Are you very good with catching up and keeping in touch with your loved ones?
Actually, I am.
Nice.
Because my family's so far away, it's actually a little bit. Yeah, I do actually reach out to them a couple times a week, and probably talk to my mom once a week.
Nice. My dad lives in Invercargill, so I call him every week. And then I've got brothers in Melbourne and Wellington, so I have intermittent chats with them like every month or so.
Yeah.
And we tend to lead pretty busy lives, so. But I also have a brother here, which is really fantastic.
Yeah.
It's really, really awesome. Just having like family around you. Yeah, it's really, really helpful. It's very, very helpful. Yeah, so today is just the lunchtime yoga, which people can go to from 12 to 1 in the Clubs and Societies Activities Hall. This is
yoga.
Yoga, there we go. Is that a permanent thing at OUSA? Like
yoga, it is. Yoga classes? Yeah, we actually have yoga every week, almost every day of the week. We have it Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, sometimes at lunchtime, sometimes in the evenings. And I think this has been going on for 40 years at Clubs and Socks or something like that, with the same teacher, the same instructor. So there's a bit of a community there with yoga regulars. So, yeah, it's a great thing to check out. And it's really cheap for students. It's, I think, $5. Yeah.
Awesome. Awesome. Yeah. Mean. I guess we don't have a heck of a lot of time left on this yarn, but I do want to know, I've been asking all the people from OUSA who have been coming in to talk about the Mental Health Awareness Week this week. I want to know if there's any tips or behaviours that you've been doing to improve your mental health or well-being in the past wee while.
It's a really boring one, but it's routine. So I'm a big fan of routine, little things, wake up, make your bed, go and exercise, have your coffee, maybe have a think about like what needs to be done during the day. I like to-do lists, and then just start your day. And then in the evening, kind of like do a reset, tidy your house a little bit, and then try to go to bed at the same time, try to wake up at the same time. I'm a big fan of routine. I feel like if I don't have that consistency, then I tend to get really overwhelmed and stressed easily. So I do love having a bit of a
routine. Nice. I have like a framework of a routine that kind of just adjusts every now and then, but I like to make sure things get done. Yeah. But it kind of happens at its own pace.
Oh, of course, you don't have to be too strict about it.
At 8:15, we're going to have pie.
Exactly.
Yeah. Are you a Capricorn?
No, I'm an Aries.
Oh, an Aquarius?
Aries?
Oh, Aries. Sorry, yeah. Aries, right. Because Capricorns tend to be very well routined. I've found, at least. But yeah. Nice. I've got a friend who, very similar. They have, like, a Google calendar to fill out their entire day.
Oh,
and they, like,
God,
have to schedule in dates with their partner on the Google calendar.
Well, no, my routine is not that strict. It's just about little things like, hey, making my bed, and also, like, I don't know, tidying my house in the evening. So in the morning, I feel like I'm freshened. My head can be clear, you know?
Yep,
that's what
sure.
I'm about.
For sure. And I find if you know, work away on things like that in a little bit every day or every few days, you don't have to worry about doing a big job.
Exactly.
Which is something I'm kind of trying to do at the moment, because I have a lot of weeds at my house, unfortunately. And so I'm just kind of trying to keep on top of the sections I've already done.
Yeah.
And like I cleared out a patch 2 days ago, and that took about like an hour and a half, which was good compared to like the 3 or 4 hours that it usually takes, because they just gets my house gets a bit infested, unfortunately.
Yeah.
But yeah, weeding, getting in the garden is really fun.
I know, right? I did that on Sunday,
and
it really cleared my mind. So I'm actually, I think a big thing for mental health is also doing something active.
Using
like
your body.
Maybe exercise, or going for a walk, or using your body, doing gardening, and that clears your mind as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
that's excellent. Do you have anything you listen to while you garden?
Podcasts.
Nice.
Yeah.
No, what podcasts are you recommend?
Well, I can't give recommendations because they're all in German.
True.
But it's usually just like people yarning. Yeah.
Nice. Yeah, it makes the day go fast. It's a good time. Well, thank you very much for coming on the program this morning, Olivia. It was fantastic talking to you.
Yeah, thank you.
Of course. That was Olivia Townsend from Clubs and Socks talking about Wednesday's theme, Wednesday's Mental Health Awareness Week theme of whānau and the importance of reaching out to loved ones. It's 10:26 here on The One, and we're going to play a request from Olivia. We have Gaiju with Niv, right?
Yeah.
That's how it's pronounced?
Yeah.
Which is electronic yoga?
I guess so, something like that. Yoga, electronica,
It's a vibe. We're gonna hear that, and hopefully anyone who is doing downward dog will feel a certain rush of energy or calmness, depending on what you want to feel. Here's Niv Gaiju. Take care, everyone.
A Radio 1 91 FM podcast. All of our content lives online at r1.co.nz.